Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so a Secret Service countersniper sent an email Monday night to the entire uniformed division of the Secret Service. Real Clear Politics breaking this story. They got a copy of it. Saying he will not stop speaking out until five high-level supervisors at the Secret Service are either fired or removed from their current positions. He says Trump will not be safe until that happens. And he says, given the way we are operating now and the untrustworthiness of the top five, and he says one down, because of course Kimberly Cheadle resigned. He says we should expect another assassination attempt against Donald Trump, but no Democrats, mind you. Not Biden, not anybody on their side, just Trump. Weird. Before November. He says he's no longer proud to be a U.S. Secret Service countersniper after the leadership failed the officers at the Trump rally in Butler. What's really interesting about this to me, he's an insider. He says, again, Trump is in danger until these top five are gone. One of them is gone now. He doesn't seem to, again, think any Democrats are in danger. Any heads of state are in danger in terms of other countries, right? Because Secret Service protects them when they come here.
Right.
He doesn't seem worried about anybody who's on the other side of the aisle, which is weird because during these hearings, I pointed this out, during the aftermath of the Trump assassination attempt, the silence by Democrats was deafening. And they didn't speak up or take any action of any kind until it became embarrassing and Kimberly Cheadle was before the country and the whole country was watching in that that hearing. And then finally, suddenly, they started asking some questions. But they didn't seem, I mean, they guard Biden, they guard Democrats, they even guard high-ranking members of Congress who are Democrats. The Democrats didn't seem to feel they were in any kind of danger. Weird, right?
Yeah, if there was a systemic failure of security,
yeah,
would that not be an equal risk for the president, the vice president, other heads of state, as you pointed out, that are protected by the Secret Service when they're here on American soil?
Yeah.
That would be the logical conclusion to be reached there if we had a honest media.
If we had an honest media. So they are absolutely, totally incurious and don't care about this morning. But this is some frightening stuff. And here's the thing. This is not the first time we've heard this. Again, I can't play this clip enough. Jesse Waters, almost 2 weeks ago now, about what the Fox News' intel agency sources were telling Fox.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
More coming in the coming weeks. So that's not, this is not the only place we've heard this. We've got now a Secret Service sniper writing a warning letter saying Trump is not safe until the top five all resign. But only Trump. It's not Biden, mind you. It's not Jill. It's not Kamala. They're fine. It's just Trump. Why does he only, this is what I'd ask him, why do you only think Trump is unsafe? What is it about the top five? When you look at who testified yesterday, the acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe. He is a former Patrick Leahy staffer before he entered the Secret Service. He's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. He was appointed by Barack Obama. Don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's weird this guy thinks it does. That hearing yesterday, these people running the Secret Service, I mean, if Donald Trump was not terrified before, he should be. Another breaking news story yesterday, again from Real Clear Politics, acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, is the same guy who turned down these requests for extra security on numerous occasions from the Trump team. Okay, so what do? We take the guy who messed up and we promote him to acting director. Makes sense.
Well, that's how the federal bureaucracy works.
Sense. Whew. Lee, I want to get you to react to this. It's an incredible bit of audio here. The level of the failure is shocking here, okay? You have three separate law enforcement agencies. Three. Local SWAT team, local snipers, and also traffic cops, all of them at times leaving their post to try to go stop Thomas Crooks because no one else would do it. After telling the Secret Service for an hour and 40 minutes that he was out there in a danger. Local cops could see he was a danger, and they themselves tried to stop him. In fact, culminating in that incredible video that we had yesterday, local cops surrounding the building. No Secret Service, local cops. Why? Because Secret Service wasn't interested in acting. They tried to stop him, okay? This jerk, and I don't know how else to describe this jerk who is the head of Secret Service now, and God help us, blames local law enforcement, Lee, the only people who did anything to try to stop this shooter. Again, the incredible story, there were eight traffic cops, Butler County, four of them walked off traffic duty to try to stop Crooks because they could see something was wrong. And he blames them? He says, this is a failure of imagination. Well, what kind of imagination, sir? We failed to imagine how badly local cops would fail. Oh, you mean when you drew the perimeter to make sure that the best assassination spot was outside the perimeter and then you ignored it? You mean like that? And now you're blaming the only people who did anything. That was the title of yesterday's Twitter cast and Rumble cast. Only local cops tried to save Trump. Because the Secret Service sure didn't. The Department of Homeland Security, AWOL. Nobody knows where those guys were. Listen to this whiner.
This was a failure of imagination. A failure to imagine that we actually do live in a very dangerous world where people do actually want to do harm to our protectees. I think it was a failure to challenge our own assumptions. The assumptions that we know our partners are going to do everything they can, and they do this every day. But we didn't challenge our own assumptions of we assume that someone's going to cover that. We assume that there's going to be uniform presence. We didn't challenge that internally during that advance. This was a failure of imagination.
Now, oh, we just assumed they'd be there, and they failed.
It's a failure of leadership because you are ultimately responsible for this. And if you are asking outside entities to assist you in something, you still have to monitor their activities, monitor the plans, and monitor the situation as it changes on the ground. But what he's doing here is like blaming an orderly as a heart surgeon when the patient dies.
You know, on your table while you're operating.
You know, the orderly simply brought the patient in there on the table to the operating room. The heart surgeon performed the surgery. The patient died. And now you're blaming that orderly that brought them in there. I mean, that's the equivalent that we've got here.
Well, I think Trump, and I think that this Secret Service sniper who's blowing the whistle here, I think Trump's in mortal danger from these people. I mean, if it was me and it was my event, I don't even know at this point, unless I had my own security, that I would do an outdoor rally, which I think is the goal of these people. I think it's political.
Exactly.
I think they want
Trump. I said that at the outset. This is what they're doing. They're trying to get to a situation where the best thing that Donald Trump has going for him are these outdoor rallies where thousands of people line up just to get in. They don't make it in. They try to get in. They fill up the venue, wherever it is. And these images are out there and the media can't ignore it. And this is something that is a benefit for the Trump campaign because it shows the enthusiasm level of what what the Trump campaign is getting. And so what are they going to do? They're going to take away their best opportunity. And I think that's seriously what is going on here, because they can then say, well, you know, it's just too dangerous. There's just too many threats out there. We just can't cover that. We don't have the resources. We don't have the manpower. We don't have this, that, or the other thing to accomplish this goal. So we're just going to not do it.
Well, and you know what you're saying is true. This came out last night, an investigative piece from Real Clear Politics, that the same guy, the now acting Secret Service Director, Ronald Rowe, denied requests by the agent assigned to Trump's detail over 2 years leading up to the attempted assassination. But listen, this is even worse, including counter snipers. He was not allowed to have a full contingent of counter snipers for rallies outside driving distance from the D.C. area. Well, the D.C. area is very liberal. It's very blue, right? Right around there. So Trump can go have rallies. You can go have rallies all you want in blue states. You're not going to win. But if you want to go further than that, sorry, you don't get to snipers. Good luck surviving, buddy. Good luck.
You know,
so this guy deliberately insecured and unsecured this rally. And now he's blaming local cops, the only people who tried to save Trump. Unbelievable.
And that is not their job.
No.
At all, even though they went, obviously, they went over and above what they were supposed to do or had to do in order to try to accomplish the goal, which is to ensure the safety of everyone there. And obviously, this still is a complete and utter failure of the Secret Service as an organization. This is normal. We have elections, presidential elections, every 4 years. Every 4 years, we have different parties, different individuals out campaigning outdoors, inside, going to parades, going to outdoor events, going to indoor events, making appearances. This happens every 4 years. This country knows how to do this. This federal government knows how to do this. The U.S. Secret Service knows how to do this, but they didn't do it this time. And it just stuns me, the lack of immediacy that is going on with the current leadership here with the U.S. Secret Service and Congress to some degree. We're still having this campaign. The vice president was in Georgia yesterday. Trump's going this weekend or wherever to the same venue. They're going out there. They're still campaigning. They're still doing that. The threats are still there. Where's the urgency to get this corrected, identify where the problem was, at least put people on administrative leave and get new people in there who can actually do the job?
Well, coming up next, the same people, and I mean the exact same people whose names they won't give us, who almost got Trump killed, may still be working his rallies, Lee. No, you can't make this up. Stay tuned. I'll explain coming up next.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Simone will officially pass Shannon Miller for the most United States Olympic medals.
Yeah, it's official!
Golden again!
Team USA wins team finals at the Olympic Games.
They've done it. The USA and Simone Biles, the gold medal. Now that's a comeback.
It is. I said I wouldn't go Olympics, but I can't help it. I've got to acknowledge this moment. This is incredible by Simone Biles, becoming the most decorated American gymnast in the history of the Olympic Games. Period. End of memo. Undisputable. Greatest of all time. She became the most decorated American gymnast in the history of the Olympic Games with a shocking 8 medals. So, and they're not even done yet. That shit, they took home the gold in the women's gymnastics team final event. So it was her, Suni Lee, Jordan Chiles, Jade Carey, and Hesla Rivera. So she still hasn't done the individuals. She's just getting started, in other words. She'd previously been tied for the record with Magnificent Seven star Shannon Miller. All of this made all the more amazing by what she's had to overcome to get here. And by that, I mean the FBI. I don't mean to do the FBI in every segment. I'd rather not talk about them. I can't stand them, as you know. So all they do is lie. A lot of people don't know about Simone Biles and the FBI. Her lawsuit against them for $1 billion, her congressional testimony with tears running down her face. She's one of a group of women, including other gold record medal and medal record holders, till now, until she shattered the records. Women who say they were sexually assaulted by a disgraced U.S. national gymnastics team doctor sued the FBI for $1 billion. That suit is still ongoing. All the names you know, Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, Michaela Maroney, all sexually abused with the help of the FBI, because that's what they do. The agency's own watchdog, you remember, found the FBI disregarded allegations about Larry Nassar, the team doctor, covered it up, destroyed evidence in order to avoid launching an investigation. Why? The special agent in charge, who should be in prison, but this isn't a just country, destroyed the evidence, killed the investigation, protected Nassar, and allowed him to continue abusing underage girls, including the entire Olympic team, because this is something we should be proud of as a country. Why? Because he wanted a job at the Olympics. But the disgusting part, the really sick part, because that guy should be in prison, was that the FBI higher-ups covered up his destruction of evidence and allowed him to continue working. So she's had to overcome, and if you go back and read about it, this horrific history of sexual abuse. The sexual abuse of her and the others went on for an additional 18 months past where it needed to when they were kids. This isn't, and they were underage. Because the FBI's director, was a local special agent, decided he wanted a job with the Olympic Committee, and the way to get it was to kill the investigation. Then FBI higher-ups killed the investigation into him. He's still walking around, by the way. Because FBI, they never go to prison, no matter how many crimes they commit. So to watch her overcome this level of debilitating sexual abuse and the mortification of having to, and I'm glad she did, testify before Congress. I mean, our FBI is so shameful. It allowed the abuse of the whole Olympic team. I mean, just wrap your mind around it and then went, oh, God, instead of protecting them and getting to the bottom of what happened here and investigating, we got to cover up for the agent who did it. So good for her. It's a lot to overcome. So many broken victims of the FBI, so many agents who should be in prison. Maybe someday we'll live in a just country. But it was great to see just one of the FBI's many victims, Simone Biles, achieve a whole lot. They had to put a press release out congratulating her, given what she's had to overcome just from them. But she's not the only American in whose case they've destroyed evidence at a felony level. So I guess she should just get in line. Hope she wins. I hope she wins. I hope she wins the lawsuit. Speaking of the FBI lying, my gosh, They did it again yesterday under oath because that's their favorite way. For the rest of us, that's a felony, but not for the FBI. No, no. That's just kind of campaigning for the Democrats in real time before Congress under oath. This one's going to blow your mind. Blow your mind. Coming up next, and yes, I will get to it. I just had to blow off some Simone Biles steam. I'm so proud of her for what she achieved. All the years of, I mean, the FBI honestly might as well at least pay for all those years of therapy. Unbelievable. So yes, coming up on the show, the same Secret Service personnel, Homeland Security personnel who failed and almost got Trump killed may be running his rallies right now. Well, the Secret Service failed so badly, a man had to throw his body on his wife and daughter to save their lives. But did now acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe give a rip yesterday? Nah, not really. I mean, he said he did in the beginning. It was kind of like, wow, you're listening to him thinking, well, we're going to get, maybe there's a human being here. Maybe there's somebody with normal human feelings in the federal bureaucracy. And we're going to have accountability. But that only lasted through the opening statement when he said he felt really, really bad. But then we found out he didn't feel bad enough to like fire anybody. In fact, he said he didn't want to unfairly persecute anybody responsible for the assassination. They're all still working there. Can you imagine screwing up at your job so badly that you leave a body count, an injury count, and expecting no criticism of any kind? Expecting to be able to go right on doing your job. There's no words for it. This right here is the state of the federal government. The fact that this guy, who personally denied additional security for Trump rallies despite it being requested by a security team and was responsible for basically the rule that he wrote. He made it up that Trump couldn't have the full sniper team contingent at his rallies unless they were driving distance from D.C. Now wants no one held accountable for what happened. This is an embarrassment. But you know what it is? It's a dinner bell. Ding, 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 ding. Dinner bell. You know, ring the dinner bell. Yeah, for every terrorist who's crossed our border, come get Trump. Come get Trump. That's what this is. And I guarantee they all watched it. I'm telling you what, the Quds Force watched this. The Iranian National Guard watched this because they're trying to assassinate Trump. They're all watching what I'm about to play for you. And they're all putting their heads together going, do you think we could get him? Here's why. Nobody has been fired. Unbelievable. Here's Senator Josh Hawley versus this joke of an acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, who, by the way, is a hardcore liberal Democrat. Before he entered the Secret Service, he was a staffer for Patrick Leahy. He was appointed by Barack Obama. So this guy is a partisan hack as well.
The person who decided, who made the decision to send Donald Trump on the stage knowing that you had a security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir, they haven't.
Has the person who decided not to pull the former president off of stage when you knew that, in your words, the locals were working a serious security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir. Again, I refer you back to my original answer that we are investigating this through a mission assurance. And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly what the decision
making process was? What more do you need to investigate to know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I need my investigators to do their job. And I cannot,
a lot of people didn't do their
jobs. I cannot put my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean put your thumb on the scale?
You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing. I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret
Service.
Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days.
Been
just like you have.
Somebody
and I will tell you, Senator. I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity. and not rush to judgment and put people
unfairly persecuted.
Have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
You said earlier that you've got to make sure that your protocols are followed, and unless there's a protocol violation, people wouldn't be disciplined. I would just say to you, I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rally goers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols.
Senator, I think this is where you and I agree.
Did you catch that? The acting director of the Secret Service, who said, well, you know, Trump doesn't deserve the full sniper contingent if he holds a rally in a, you know, an area outside of the D.C. driving distance. A partisan hack says, well, if there was no violation of our protocols, why, they'll keep their jobs. What, rack up another body count? Yeah, sure. Why not? It's all good. It's all good. That was one of just two times he got worked up, where you could see the real emotion coming from the now acting director of Secret Service. He was number two in charge during the Trump assassination attempt. The only time you could get real emotion out of him was in the opening statement when he was pretending to care that somebody had been killed, because he obviously doesn't, listening to that. And when anybody brought up the idea of firing one of the Secret Service hacks who works for him, that was the only time he got worked up. Now, you notice he wouldn't blame them at all. He likened that to persecution. It's persecution if you put the blame on the people who were told for an hour and 40 minutes, there's a guy here who looks like he might be trying to kill someone, and they did nothing. Yesterday's show opened with this. The only people who took action at all were local cops. They got so desperate, they walked off the job. They were supposed to be directing traffic, and instead themselves surrounded the AGR glass building, trying to stop the assassin, with no help of any kind from the Secret Service. Does he care about that? No. Again, the only time he gets worked up, the second time I should say he gets worked up during the whole thing, is when somebody talks about, hey, they should be held accountable. But he has no problem throwing the only people who tried to save Trump under the bus, local law enforcement. He said, look, if we're guilty of anything, it was failing to imagine how much local law enforcement would screw up.
This was a failure of imagination, a failure to imagine that we actually do live in a very dangerous world where people do actually want to do harm to our protectees. I think it was a failure to challenge our own assumptions, the assumptions that we know our partners are going to do everything they can, and they do this every day, but we didn't challenge our own assumptions.
Challenge our own assumption that our partners will do everything they can? They did everything they could. They walked off their jobs parking cars to do your job after you ignored them for an hour and 40 minutes. By the way, you know what's so alarming? Do you know who's leading the investigation by the Secret Service now? This guy. This guy. The same one who insecured and unsecured Trump's rallies by refusing him a full contingent of snipers if he went outside the D.C. driving distance. That guy is doing the investigation. The guy who's like, well, nobody should be fired. It's persecution. Trump is not safe, y'all. And that's why yesterday we got this letter. It was written by a Secret Service sniper, counter sniper, who says Trump is not safe until the top five are fired. And this is one of the guys. He also says to expect another assassination attempt within 30 days. Of course, because now they're broadcasting to every enemy we have, half of whom have come over our border. We got ISIS smuggling networks. The FBI says any moment we're going to have a second assassin sent from Iran come over the border. Maybe he's already here. They're watching this going, holy cow, that's who's in charge? And it rings the dinner bell. Let's go try to get Trump. I bet we could get Trump. I bet these rallies are still insecure. I bet they are. You know why? This is partisan now. But you know what I'll say? I'll say what he won't say. We're not going to give Trump the same protection as Biden because we think he's Trump Hitler. And you shouldn't be going to these rallies anyway. If you end up dead, oh well. That's what they think. He's not saying it, but it's what they think. You could tell from their actions. Oh well. Oh well. Meanwhile, coming up on the show, the FBI admits to one lie under oath and tells another. Yeah, before Congress regarding this assassination. These are unbelievable. Coming up. This week, the FBI director launched a new hoax on the American people by lying under oath, which for the rest of us is a felony, but something he does regularly. Gets away with it because no one in Congress holds him accountable, or when they try to, the Department of Injustice blocks them. Here's the lie that FBI Director Christopher Wray told last week.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
The media went wild with that 10 seconds. Now, they kind of had a lie, too, in order to make it work, to get that headline, Trump might not have been hit. He might be lying. The FBI followed this up with another statement saying, well, you know, they were trying to get Trump to come in and answer their questions, but he just wouldn't. He just wouldn't sit down with them. With the people lying about him getting hit by a bullet, with the people who have framed him with the Russia hoax, I wouldn't talk to him either. But the purpose of that press release was to make it look like Trump was hiding something from the FBI, that he'd made the whole assassination thing up. In fact, that's why I think Wray went before Congress, so he could repeat the conspiracy theory that nobody had really seen a medical report for Trump. And he might be making up that part about being hit with the bullet. So the media focused on that 10 seconds and not the part later where Wray admitted he knew it was a bullet and that it had grazed Trump.
It's my understanding that the very first one was the one that hit the president. Is that the very first shot, or is that not accurate?
I don't, as I sit here right now, I don't know the answer to that. I believe we know the answer to that. I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
So he knows. Why did he do that? Why did he contradict himself after telling the first lie that he didn't know if it was a bullet and they were all confused, so that later he couldn't be prosecuted in a perjury trial if Trump wins? That's why. But the media only ran with this. They didn't tell you he later admitted, yeah, it's a bullet. We know it's a bullet. I just didn't have it in my notes.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
Turns out he was totally FBI lying when he said that. Which deputy director...
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, the Secret Service failed so badly, a man had to throw his body on his wife and daughter to save their lives. But did now acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe give a rip yesterday? Nah, not really. I mean, he said he did in the beginning. It was kind of like, wow, you're listening to him thinking, well, we're going to get, maybe there's a human being here. Maybe there's somebody with normal human feelings in the federal bureaucracy and we're going to have accountability. But that only lasted through the opening statement when he said he felt really, really bad. But then we found out he didn't feel bad enough to like fire anybody. In fact, he said he didn't want to unfairly persecute anybody responsible for the assassination. They're all still working there. Can you imagine screwing up at your job so badly that you leave a body count, an injury count, and expecting no criticism of any kind? Expecting to be able to go right on doing your job. There's no words for it. This right here is the state of the federal government. The fact that this guy, who personally denied additional security for Trump rallies, despite it being requested by a security team, and was responsible for basically the rule that he wrote, he made it up, that Trump couldn't have the full sniper team contingent at his rallies unless they were driving distance from D.C., now wants no one held accountable for what happened. This is an embarrassment. But you know what it is? It's a dinner bell. Ding, 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 ding. Dinner bell. You know, ring the dinner bell. Yeah, for every terrorist who's crossed our border, come get Trump. Come get Trump. That's what this is. And I guarantee they all watched it. I'm telling you what, the Quds Force watched this. The Iranian National Guard watched this because they're trying to assassinate Trump. They're all watching what I'm about to play for you. And they're all putting their heads together going, do you think we could get him? Here's why. Nobody has been fired. Unbelievable. Here's Senator Josh Hawley versus this joke of an acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, who, by the way, is a hardcore liberal Democrat. Before he entered the Secret Service, he was a staffer for Patrick Leahy. He was appointed by Barack Obama. So this guy is a partisan hack as well.
The person who decided, who made the decision to send Donald Trump on the stage knowing that you had a security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir, they haven't.
Has the person who decided not to pull the former president off of stage when you knew that, in your words, the locals were working a serious security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir. Again, I refer you back to my original answer that we are investigating this through a mission assurance. And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly
what more do you need to investigate
was?
To know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I need my investigators to do their job. And I cannot,
a lot of people didn't do
I
their
cannot
jobs.
Put my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean put your thumb
the
on
objective,
the scale?
You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing. I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret
Service.
Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days,
been
just like you have.
Somebody
and I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity and not rush to judgment and put people
I can't
unfairly
believe that you
persecuted.
Are, unfairly persecuted?
Unfairly,
we've got people
sir.
Who are
we
dead.
Have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
You said earlier that you've got to make sure that your protocols are followed, and unless there's a protocol violation, people wouldn't be disciplined. I would just say to you, I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rally goers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols.
Senator, I think this is where you and I agree.
Did you catch that? The acting director of the Secret Service, who said, well, you know, Trump doesn't deserve the full sniper contingent if he holds a rally in a, you know, an area outside of the D.C. driving distance. A partisan hack says, well, if there was no violation of our protocols, why, they'll keep their jobs. What, rack up another body count? Yeah, sure. Why not? It's all good. It's all good. That was one of just two times he got worked up where you could see the real emotion coming from the now acting director of Secret Service. He was number two in charge during the Trump assassination attempt. The only time you could get real emotion out of him was in the opening statement when he was pretending to care that somebody had been killed, because he obviously doesn't, listening to that. And when anybody brought up the idea of firing one of the Secret Service hacks who works for him, that was the only time he got worked up. Now, you notice He wouldn't blame them at all. He likened that to persecution. It's persecution if you put the blame on the people who were told for an hour and 40 minutes, there's a guy here who looks like he might be trying to kill someone, and they did nothing. Yesterday's show opened with this. The only people who took action at all were local cops. They got so desperate, they walked off the job. They were supposed to be directing traffic, and instead themselves surrounded the AGR glass building, trying to stop the assassin with no help of any kind from the Secret Service. Does he care about that? No. Again, the only time he gets worked up, the second time I should say he gets worked up during the whole thing, is when somebody talks about, hey, they should be held accountable. But he has no problem throwing the only people who tried to save Trump under the bus, local law enforcement. He said, look, if we're guilty of anything, it was failing to imagine how much local law enforcement would screw up.
This was a failure of imagination. A failure to imagine that we actually do live in a very dangerous world where people do actually want to do harm to our protectees. I think it was a failure to challenge our own assumptions. The assumptions that we know our partners are going to do everything they can, and they do this every day. But we didn't challenge our own assumptions.
Challenge our own assumption that our partners will do everything they can? They did everything they could. They walked off their jobs parking cars to do your job after you ignored them for an hour and 40 minutes. By the way, you know what's so alarming? Do you know who's leading the investigation by the Secret Service now? This guy. This guy. The same one who insecured and unsecured Trump's rallies by refusing him a full contingent of snipers if he went outside the DC driving distance. That guy is doing the investigate. The guy who's like, well, nobody should be fired. It's persecution. Trump is not safe, y'all. And that's why yesterday we got this letter. It was written by a Secret Service sniper, counter sniper, who says Trump is not safe until the top five are fired. And this is one of the guys. He also says to expect another assassination attempt within 30 days. Of course, because now they're broadcasting to every enemy we have, half of whom have come over our border. We got ISIS smuggling networks. The FBI says any moment we're going to have a second assassin sent from Iran come over the border. Maybe he's already here. They're watching this going, holy cow, that's who's in charge? And it rings the dinner bell. Let's go try to get Trump. I bet we could get Trump. I bet these rallies are still insecure. I bet they are. You know why? This is partisan now. You know what I'll say? I'll say what he won't say. We're not going to give Trump the same protection as Biden because we think he's Trump Hitler. And you shouldn't be going to these rallies anyway. If you end up dead, oh well. That's what they think. He's not saying it, but it's what they think. You can tell from their actions. Oh well. Oh well. Meanwhile, coming up on the show, the FBI admits to one lie under oath and tells another. Yeah, before Congress regarding this assassination. These are unbelievable. Coming up. This week, the FBI director launched a new hoax on the American people by lying under oath, which for the rest of us is a felony, but something he does regularly. Gets away with it because no one in Congress holds him accountable, or when they try to, the Department of Injustice blocks them. Here's the lie that FBI Director Christopher Wray told last week.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
The media went wild with that 10 seconds. Now, they kind of had a lie, too, in order to make it work, to get that headline, Trump might not have been hit. He might be lying. The FBI followed this up with another statement saying, well, you know, they were trying to get Trump to come in and answer their questions, but he just wouldn't. He just wouldn't sit down with them. With the people lying about him getting hit by a bullet, with the people who have framed him with the Russia hoax, I wouldn't talk to him either. But the purpose of that press release was to make it look like Trump was hiding something from the FBI, that he'd made the whole assassination thing up. In fact, that's why I think Ray went before Congress, so he could repeat the conspiracy theory that nobody had really seen a medical report for Trump. And he might be making up that part about being hit with the bullet. So the media focused on that 10 seconds and not the part later where Ray admitted he knew it was a bullet and that it had grazed Trump.
It's my understanding that the very first one was the one that hit the president. Is that the very first shot or is that not accurate?
As I sit here right now, I don't know the answer to that. I believe we know the answer to that. I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
So he knows. Why did he do that? Why did he contradict himself after telling the first lie that he didn't know if it was a bullet and they were all confused so that later he couldn't be prosecuted in a perjury trial if Trump wins? That's why. But the media only ran with this. They didn't tell you he later admitted, yeah, it's a bullet. We know it's a bullet. I just didn't have it in my notes.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
Turns out he was totally FBI lying when he said that. Which Deputy Director of the FBI, Paul Abadi, admitted yesterday. There was never any doubt it was a bullet. They were never confused. Yeah, you can admit that now. Why? Because they've already gotten all the headlines they want. They've already got it plugged into AI. They've already confused the left. And so now you've got all these leftist commentators going all over social media going, no, he wasn't hit by a bullet. The FBI says. Here's FBI Deputy Director Paul Abadi admitting the whole thing was always an FBI.
Is there any doubt in your mind or in the collective mind of the FBI that President Trump was shot in the ear by a bullet fired by the assassin crooks?
Senator, there is absolutely no doubt in the FBI's mind former President Trump was hit with a bullet and wounded in the ear. No doubt there never has been.
Okay.
I've been part of this investigation since the very beginning, and that has never been raised.
You're sure?
No doubt there never has been. Always hit by a bullet. Yes, the damage is done. They've already gotten the headlines. Confuse their sheeple, and now they'll move on. This week, the FBI director launched a new hoax on the American people by lying under oath, which for the rest of us is a felony, but something he does regularly. Gets away with it because no one in Congress holds him accountable, or when they try to, the Department of Injustice blocks them. Here's the lie that FBI Director Christopher Wray told last week.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
The media went wild with that 10 seconds. Now, they kind of had a lie, too. In order to make it work, to get that headline, Trump might not have been hit. He might be lying. The FBI followed this up with another statement saying, well, you know, they were trying to get Trump to come in and answer their questions, but he just wouldn't. He just wouldn't sit down with them. With the people lying about him getting hit by a bullet, with the people who have framed him with the Russia hoax, I wouldn't talk to him either. But the purpose of that press release was to make it look like Trump was hiding something from the FBI. That he'd made the whole assassination thing up. In fact, that's why I think Ray went before Congress, so he could repeat the conspiracy theory that nobody had really seen a medical report for Trump. And he might be making up that part about being hit with the bullet. So the media focused on that 10 seconds and not the part later where Ray admitted he knew it was a bullet and that it had grazed Trump.
It's my understanding that the very first one was the one that hit the president. Is that very first shot, or is that not accurate?
As I sit here right now, I don't know the answer to that. I believe we know the answer to that. I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
So he knows. Why did he do that? Why did he contradict himself after telling the first lie that he didn't know if it was a bullet and they were all confused so that later he couldn't be prosecuted in a perjury trial if Trump wins? That's why. But the media only ran with this. They didn't tell you he later admitted, yeah, it's a bullet. We know it's a bullet. I just didn't have it in my notes.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
Turns out he was totally FBI lying when he said that. which Deputy Director of the FBI, Paul Abadi, admitted yesterday. There was never any doubt it was a bullet. They were never confused. Yeah, you can admit that now. Why? Because they've already gotten all the headlines they want. They've already got it plugged into AI. They've already confused the left. And so now you've got all these leftist commentators going all over social media going, no, he wasn't hit by a bullet, the FBI says. Here's FBI Deputy Director Paul Abadi admitting the whole thing was always an FBI.
Is there any doubt in your mind or in the collective mind of the FBI that President Trump was shot in the ear by a bullet fired by the assassin crooks?
Senator, there is absolutely no doubt in the FBI's mind former President Trump was hit with with a bullet and wounded in the ear. No doubt, there never has been.
Okay.
I've been part of this investigation since the very beginning, and that has never been raised.
You're sure?
No doubt, there never has been, always hit by a bullet. Yes, the damage is done. They've already gotten the headlines. Confuse their sheeple, and now they'll move on.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.